Hey, hey, welcome back to the Vibe Tribe Radio podcast. I am your host, Erin Sharwood, holistic health and confidence coach, NLP practitioner, certified in weight management psychology, and soon to be author. During these episodes, you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow. I am obsessed with empowering women to love the skin they're in, to believe in themselves, to guide them to be their most happy, healthy, confident self for themselves. If you're looking for inspiration, support, motivation, or just a good laugh, if you're looking for someone who speaks from the heart and isn't afraid to be vulnerable, and if you're ready to shine, then this is a place for you. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, hey, I am back. I've been away for a while. I've been pouring myself into some projects that I have, and so I've kind of let you guys down by not being consistent, but I am back for episode 9. Today I want to talk about finding the answers for yourself, finding your passion for yourself, and how you do that. For the last 5 years, I've been, I suppose you could say, floundering through it's my journey, pretty much. I've been floundering through my journey. Before I started on my self-discovery journey, I was very lost, very, very lost. Didn't know what to do. I broke up a marriage, but we're back together and it's stronger than ever. But that was part of the lesson. So this was a time for me when it was coming up to my 40th birthday. I had felt really, really lost, really alone. And for the longest time, I had felt that there was something more, that I just had this deep burning inside that I just wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. Yes, I was supposed to be a mother, and yes, I was supposed to be a wife, but there was just so much more to me than I was giving, or that I was, you know, setting out. I had a passion, I had a burning, and I just had no bloody clue what it was. And unfortunately, I thought that, you know, the grass is always greener. And there is that saying, the grass is always greener, but just as hard to mow. I thought that it must have been in my relationship. That's what was holding me back. That's what where I was feeling stuck. I had a lot of lessons to learn in the time that me and my husband were separated, but we are back together and absolutely happier than we have ever been in our entire time together, which is pretty much our lives. And, you know, I just was seeking something. I didn't know what. So in that 2 years, I had a lot of self-development. I just started diving into self-development, looking at where things were coming from my perspective, not just looking at, oh, they've done this to me, they've done that to me, but what my role in that was, how I played a part. And in looking at that, I wasn't showing up as my best self in my relationship. I wasn't showing up for my husband. I was blaming him for everything and taking no part in what my part was. I, you know, was soulless. I never used to give him, you know, the affection that he needed, because I was hanging on to resentment. I was hanging on to resentment and to, you know, anger and guilt and frustration, and it wasn't helping me and it wasn't helping him and it was definitely not helping our relationship. I felt that I wanted a partner and I wanted someone to help me and someone to be my best friend and to be my sidekick and my partner in life, and I just felt that we weren't that for each other. But after forgiving, letting go, getting rid of the resentment, just letting go of all that crap, looking at it for what it was, not for, you know, he did this, he did that, or even I did this, I did that. We were very, very young when we had our children, and a lot of that was a lot of pressure on both of us. And we did that to ourselves, and we can only, you know, be the ones that we're to blame, but there's nothing to blame. It's just was part of our journey, part of our story. And I'm so glad to be sitting on this side of it because, you know, now we are best friends. We're partners in crime. We're lovers. We are just, he is my best mate in this entire world. And all I ever wanted was for us to be that way. And me letting go of my shit helped because he always wanted that. He was trying his hardest to have that our entire lives, and I just kept fighting against him and fighting against him because of shit I was hanging on to. So, you know, the lesson that I got out of that is forgiveness. Forgiveness to myself, forgiveness to my husband, forgiveness for the things that have happened, forgiveness about our journey and what has happened along the way and how come, you know, we ended up with some of the outcomes that we ended up with. I learned that forgiveness is what has changed my entire life. Letting go has changed my entire life. If you're hanging on to resentment or, you know, hurt or feelings or emotions that just keep you in that place, keep you in that same cycle, keep you going over and over and over and getting cranky and frustrated, it's time to start looking at what's really going on and maybe trying to just forget. Forgive. You know, just try and forgive yourself, forgive whoever it is, forgive whatever circumstance it is. Let go of all that emotion, of all that blame, resentment, hate, anger, sadness, guilt, fear. Just letting it go. Sometimes it's a lot harder than, you know, it sounds, but it's a process, and it has taken me, you know, it took me, well, 2 years and maybe 3 years to get to where I, you know, to get to that place where me and my husband were, you know, just amazing, where I then went on to, you know, do further development and further self, you know, inner work so that I could better myself for everybody I come across, for everything I do, so that I can be of service and I can be kind and I can be caring and loving and joyful and happy and a rock for people and a rock for myself. I started, you know, really taking good care of who I am, for me, not for anybody else, for me. And that's where all the growth came from getting in touch with my inner self, doing things for me, not for the people around me, and forgiving and letting go. I keep going to say forgetting, but it's not forgetting. You don't forget, but you can forgive. So that is my little ditty for today. I am sorry it's been such a long time in between episodes, but I promise that I will. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you like this episode, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. If you're looking to find more from me, The links are in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in to Vibe Tribe Radio. Catch you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.